Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there, such as Axial Excel, that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Markets had a pretty violent day today all over the board here based on outside factors. Of course, the Dow Jones down sharply today, and that kind of led the way on the wheat markets really across the board. But the grain futures were lower at everything but Kansas City wheat. Corn down about 9 cents at 3.48 in December. November beans down 12 and 3 quarters at 9.52. Still 50 cents off of their lows from a few weeks ago, but they were down today. Wheat, Kansas City up 3 in December, up 1 cent in next July. Chicago wheat down 1.5 to 2 cents. So really the only thing, like I said, was positive was the Kansas City wheat. The market started out today, it looked like the hedge funds were in here buying it, but then as the outside markets deteriorated, and even the U.S. dollar deteriorated quite a bit today, down about 70 points, which is bullish commodities in general, that was not enough to support it, because you look at the entire ag sector, including cotton, everything was down, cattle were down, grains were down, cotton was down, so across the board sell-off, and I really think that you have to look at the broader picture, less about what's actually going on in grains, more about what's going on in the economy as a whole.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
Yesterday afternoon, we saw the latest round of the crop progress, 24% harvested for corn, normally 43%. Last month, we were at 17%. So we're behind average, but we're moving along. Several reasons why we're behind. One, rainfall. Two, it's a really big crop. It takes longer to harvest a big crop. So no real concern just yet. Bean harvest, 40% complete. The average is 53%. Last week, 20%. So really, really good progress going there. Of course, the weather's going to clear out. Things should move along nicely going forward. The next report was the NOPA crush report released this morning. 99.97 million bushels. We were at 110.6 last month, so quite a big drop from last month. Last year at this time, almost 109. We're expecting 105, so that was bearish for the soybeans and partially why they were down today, down what they were. Normally on Wednesday, we'll have an ethanol report, which will be postponed until tomorrow due to the Monday holiday. And private crop estimates just keep raising yields. We're up to 50 bushels an acre estimated on the beans and 180 for corn. Both of those just showing that crop just keeps getting bigger.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping today's markets, October live cattle down 140 at 162.95. December down 145 at 162.47. October feeder cattle 132 lower at 237.40. November down $3 at 234.15. December lean hogs down $3 at 91.92. February down $3 at 89.20. In the grains, December Kansas City wheat up 1 3/4 at 592, March up 1 1/4 at 592 3/4. December Chicago wheat down 3 1/4 at 506. December corn down 9 1/2 at 347 1/2, March down 9 1/2 at 360 1/2. November soybeans down 12 1/4 at 952 1/2, January down 12 1/4 at 961. December cotton 45 lower at 63.71, March down 28 at 61.77. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.